Today's story is one of the most fascinating healings connected to Padre Pio. A girl diagnosed as completely blind by medical experts, yet she experienced an extraordinary restoration of sight. This inspiring account offers a profound glimpse into faith and the miraculous. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. Among the countless miracles attributed to Padre Pio, few are as baffling as the healing of Gemma Di Giorgi, a child born without pupils. Her blindness was considered untreatable by medical experts. And yet, what happened next left even the most skeptical observers speechless. But let's start from the beginning. Gemma Di Giorgi was born on Christmas Day 1939 in the Sicilian town of Ribera. Her mother quickly noticed something wasn't right with her eyes. A specialist in Palermo confirmed the shocking truth. Gemma had no pupils. She was completely blind, and there was nothing medicine could do. Her condition was inoperable. According to the doctors, she would never be able to see. Devastated but devout, Gemma's parents often took her to pray before an image of Our Lady, hoping for a miracle. Then, one day, a nun who was related to Gemma's family suggested they ask Padre Pio for help. Gemma's grandmother asked the nun to write a letter to him on Gemma's behalf. So, when the nun returned to her convent, she wrote a letter asking for Padre Pio's prayers. What happened next was no coincidence. Listen to this. Shortly after sending the letter, the nun had a dream. Padre Pio appeared and asked, "Where is this Gemma for whom so many prayers are being offered that they are almost deafening?" In the dream, he made the sign of the cross over Gemma's eyes. Then, the very next day, a letter from Padre Pio arrived. "Dear daughter, rest assured that I will pray for Gemma. I send you my best wishes." Stunned by the synchronicity of the dream and the letter, the nun wrote to Gemma's family, urging them to take her to see Padre Pio. Encouraged by this, Gemma's grandmother decided to make the journey to San Giovanni Rotondo. It was 1947, and the trip from Sicily was long and difficult. But midway through, something remarkable happened. Gemma said she could see the sea and a steamship. At her words, her grandmother and the friends traveling with them began to pray. When they finally arrived, Padre Pio was distributing communion in the church. Suddenly, he paused and called out, "Gemma, come here." He had never met her before, yet he called her by name. Gemma and her grandmother made their way through the crowd. Padre Pio heard Gemma's confession, and although she never mentioned her blindness, he gently touched her eyes with the wounded part of his hand, tracing the sign of the cross. As he blessed her at the end, he said, "Be good and saintly." When she stepped out of the confessional, her grandmother asked if she had requested any grace, but Gemma said no. Upset that the girl had forgotten to ask Padre Pio for healing, the grandmother began to cry. Soon, Gemma was crying too. The grandmother then went to confession to Padre Pio herself, and, in her own words, "I asked the grace for Gemma, and I told Padre Pio that Gemma was weeping because, in her confession with him, she had forgotten to ask this grace. I will never forget his soft and tender voice as he answered me with these words, 'Do you have faith, my daughter? The child must not weep, and neither must you, for the child sees, and you know she sees.'" I understood then that Padre Pio was alluding to the sea and the ship Gemma had seen during the trip, and that God had used Padre Pio to break through the darkness that covered Gemma's eyes. That same day, Padre Pio gave Gemma her first Holy Communion and once again made the sign of the cross over her eyes. When they returned to Sicily, a specialist examined Gemma's eyes again. To test her, he held up various objects. She identified each one. She even counted his fingers from 16 feet away. Though still without pupils, Gemma could see. The doctor confirmed that her eyes were in no condition to allow vision. There was no medical explanation for it. Many doctors from across Italy requested to examine Gemma's eyes, and all reached the same conclusion. The extraordinary cure, along with the prophecy that predicted it, sparked widespread interest in the Italian press during the summer of 1947. Gemma's vision continued to improve. She went to school, learned to read and write, and lived a perfectly normal life. And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you don't miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.